Today, we are going to start a new chapter. Book of Acts, chapter 19. This is a big chapter, so we are going to go up to maybe 20 verses. So let's go a little bit at a time.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
Okay, now here last week, if you remember, we heard there was a man called Apollos. And that man was preaching about Jesus Christ. He was full of the Spirit of God, but he did not know anything about Holy Spirit. And we learned last week, Aquila and Priscilla took that man into their house and gave him a Bible study. And the Word of God says they taught him perfectly. That means whatever they learned from Paul, they gave the message to Apollos. And then they certify him and maybe give a letter or maybe recommended to go to other places and preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. But the same man, when he was in Ephesus, he baptized 12 people. When those people were baptized, they might be excited. They are believers in Jesus Christ. And the Paul comes along and Paul asks them a question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believed? And these people start saying, What Holy Spirit? We never heard about Holy Spirit. Then he asks the question, What kind of baptism you took? He says, We took the baptism of John. And then Paul starts saying, Baptism of John was only the baptism of repentance. Paul might have said, Don't you know that John was saying, I am just the voice in the wilderness, but somebody is coming after me. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and what? With fire. So when Paul came to know, Apollos baptized these people, and Apollos did not baptize these people properly. Now many people have many theories on this subject, but like I said last week, Jesus Christ gave the last commandment in Matthew chapter 28. What did he say to his disciples? Baptize them in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and name of the Holy Spirit. Now just think, if these people were baptized in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and name of the Holy Spirit, then at least these disciples would say, we heard the name Holy Spirit, but we did not receive the Holy Spirit. They said, We never heard about the Holy Spirit. From that we know, Apollos did not baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. If he would have baptized them the way Jesus Christ said, then they would have said, We heard the name Holy Spirit. So now, here we see, Paul start telling them everything about Holy Spirit, about the real baptism, maybe Jesus Christ teaching and everything. And then what happens, let's read verse 5.
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Okay, now, here we see when they heard this, what this? Paul's teaching. When they heard the Paul's teaching, they were baptized, he says, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then people will take this. Who are those people? The people who believe the baptism should be in the name of Jesus only. Those people will take this word and say, See, Peter baptized them in the name of Jesus, and Paul also baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus. So why we are baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Then some people do not have answer because they give you the proof that this is in the book of Acts. They never use the name Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit while they're baptizing. And so people argue, why are you baptizing in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? I have an answer for them. I tell them, if Jesus Christ gave the commandment, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Peter cannot deny it, Paul cannot deny it, and nobody can deny it. Then why did they say, in the name of the Lord Jesus? John the Baptist was saying what? Baptism of repentance means repent and be baptized. So the name of the John's baptism was the baptism of repentance. Or another name was the baptism of the John, or John's baptism. So now, just think. Paul baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus and did not say Father, Son, or the Holy Spirit. Do you know what would happen? These 12 disciples would say, what is the difference? When the Apollos baptized us, he said, repent. And you baptize us, say in the name of the Lord Jesus. We didn't hear any Holy Spirit name while you baptizing. You understand? They will say, we didn't hear anything Holy Spirit. So what is the difference? So what I'm trying to say, Paul did baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then why is recorded here, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus? I will tell you. The John's baptism was the baptism of repentance. And when the people were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that baptism was called baptism of Jesus. That's like a title. But they did not baptize them in the name of the Lord. They baptized them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I was talking to somebody. The man was the in charge of so many churches, and he was the chief of that denomination in that particular area. He comes to me early in the morning, 4 o'clock, and he says, Pastor Peter, I have a question for you. How do you baptize people? I asked him the same question. I said, could you tell me how do you baptize the people? He says, I baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. And how do you baptize? I say, why do you baptize in Jesus' name? He says, because in the Bible says, in the book of Acts, we never see the name Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm doing it. I said, sir, do you know the commandment? If Jesus Christ gave the commandment, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, do you believe that Peter changed it? He said, no, Holy Spirit changed it. I said, how come? He said, the Holy Spirit gave them some kind of message. Now you should baptize them in the name of Jesus only. I said, sir, the Word of God says, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, He will teach you all truth. And He will remind you what I taught you. And He will lead you in all truth. If according to that, Holy Spirit cannot change what the Jesus Christ said. You understand the point? Jesus Christ says, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit cannot change and tell Peter, don't worry what Jesus said. I'm telling you this is the way you do. So I said, that's one thing is wrong. And I said another thing. Get your Bible and sit with me. Now, I don't have time because we will be going out of the subject. I said, get your Bible and sit with me and point out every place they baptize people, what are the phrases were used. Then he starts showing me. One place will say in the name of Jesus. One place will say in the name of the Lord. One place will say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so different places, different phrases are used. So I said, why can't you use all these different phrases you use only in Jesus' name? So I said, according to what you're doing, you're not doing the way the book of Acts doing also. So only thing I can tell you, this baptism was baptism into Jesus Christ. And so, name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's the commandment is given, and nobody broke the commandment, and we cannot break the commandment. If somebody's doing it, they're wrong. Okay, so what happened? Paul, when he said they heard this, what this? They heard the Paul's teaching, and they were baptized. Verse 6.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Now see, once you obey the truth, then God blesses you. If somebody, if they would have argued with Paul, we don't care what you're talking about. We love Apollos. He baptized us, and we want to believe what he said, and we don't want to hear you. They will not be blessed. But they obeyed, and they took the baptism, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they start prophesying and preaching the word of God. Verse 7.
And all the men were about 12.
Okay, now 12 people. Now, if this is not a one person you can convince, but the 12 people to convince the same time is not easy, because 12 people have 12 different ideas. But the Holy Spirit guided them, and they learned the word of God, and they obeyed the commandment, and all of them were baptized. Not a single person said, oh no, I'm not going to listen. Everyone agreed. Verse 8.
And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God.
Now see, last time St. Paul says, I'm going to shake the dust up from my clothes, and I'm not going to come to you, I'm going to go to Gentiles. But each place he goes back to the synagogue and gives the word of God. Here he went how many months? He went at least 3 months and teaching them, arguing with them, and telling them real gospel of the kingdom of God. And so 3 months continuously going and preaching the same people in same synagogue. And so St. Paul, even though he said, I'm not going, the Holy Spirit sends him to go. We cannot, like I said last time, we cannot make a decision in our mind, I'm not going to speak to such and such a kind of people, I'm not going to tell this person anymore, because we never know when God will open the door and how these people will come to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We should have the broad mind to tell anybody, not a single out, I'm not going to tell this kind of group, I'm not going to tell that kind of group. God loves everyone. So let's read verse 9.
But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus.
Okay, now what happened when he went 3 months there? Those people got tired, and some of the people did not like Paul. This happens all the time. Some people will like somebody, some people will not like somebody, and they start talking evil about Paul, and Paul said, that's enough for me, I'm getting out of here. And then he went another place. There was a school, maybe some kind of school teaching secular things or secular religion. It's not a Jewish religion, some other things. So he went there and tried to teach these people about Jesus Christ. And how many years he was almost there? Let's read verse 10.
And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and...
But 2 years, if you go to some school, you go to the school for 8 hours a day and listening to one preacher for 2 years, I guarantee you, your heart will be changed and you will know what that man is teaching. So he went to secular places, but he went there and started teaching these people. What happened? The people come to school, like just think about Temple University. The Temple University students are coming from all over the world. And when they learn, they go to all over the world back. Same thing happened. They came to learn something, and the students were there, and then Paul started teaching them 2 years, and they went around the world. Let's read verse 11.
And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Amen. So God used Paul mightily, because maybe just think that so many people came from so many places and start writing to him or say, we want some blessing from you, and they start calling him, and he starts saying, okay, I cannot reach to every place, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to wear some clothes, maybe apron, maybe handkerchief, maybe towel, maybe some kind of shawl, and he start wearing, and then he take it out and start giving to people and sending it away wherever the people were asking. And what happened? The word of God says, many miracles start happening, not only healing, but the demon-possessed people got free from just giving the handkerchief. And some people may be thinking, this happened 2,000 years ago, today is not happening. I have seen in my ministry, one day one man came to me and he said, my mother has having a problem. She has a mole very big on her eyes, like a golf ball size. And I said, bring her here. He said, she cannot come. She is very old. But God did a miracle for this man. What happened to this man? He had a big hole in his foot. And so he went to the doctor and they did the surgery and they put a bandage and wrapped it and he came to church. I prayed for him and I said, God has already healed you. And so he says, I don't have a pain. So he said, can I open that bandage? I said, don't open it because, you know, we don't have another new one to give it to you. He said, no, but I'm going to open and see. He opened that thing and he saw the wound was healed and completely new skin like the other foot. So this man got a lot of pain. He said, if my mom is not here, could you give me something so I can tell her that what God is doing? She will see my foot and she will believe it. I told him to give me your handkerchief. He gave me a handkerchief. I prayed over it. I said, take this handkerchief, put it on her eye, and let it be there for a whole night. And the next morning, when you take the handkerchief, that thing will disappear. And he did exactly. He went there, put it there, and next Sunday he comes. He says, you know, whole thing came in the handkerchief and completely healed. So God does miracles. Other day, one man came to me and he said, give me a handkerchief and some oil. We gave the handkerchief, we gave the oil, and went to another country. And when that lady had a problem with her daughter, she said, I don't know, she's having some mental problem, physical problem. And they used the oil and they used their handkerchief, and that person was completely healed. So what I'm trying to say, this is not a new thing. Many ministers are doing it today. And these things are happening. So we have to believe whatever is written in the Word of God is true, and we have to practice what the Word of God is saying. Okay, let's read verse 13.
Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached.
Now, when Paul was doing miracles, other people thought, hey, it's easy. What Paul is doing, in the name of Jesus, be healed, or the name of Jesus, cast the demon out. So he said, it's very easy, we can do the same. And that's why some other people think, you know, when you have a business and your business is doing well, they want to start the same business and put you out of business sometimes. But what happened? These people were doing witchcraft. They were bound to the devil. They were always devil's friend. And they were doing something in the name of devil. But this time, they used the different name. They said, Paul worshiped Jesus Christ or worked for Jesus, so we are going to cast this demon in the name of Jesus, which Paul ministers. What happened? Let's read a little bit further.
And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house, naked and wounded.
Can you imagine? Picture this in your mind. Now these people came and using the name of Jesus and say that Paul who worships or serves that Jesus, in that name we are casting out the devils. And devil says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? What I'm trying to say, if you are not born again child of God and try to do the things what these people are doing it, you will be in trouble. You cannot use the name of Jesus Christ if you are not a born-again child of God. God will not allow His glory to go to somebody else. The God's glory should go to God. If you are a child of God, then God has given us authority and power because we are belong to Jesus Christ. We are belong to God. So we are using the God-given power. We do not have our own power. We have only the power of God. Jesus Christ came as the Son of God. And once we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what? We become the children of God. So we have the same power what Jesus Christ had. Many people do not believe that and many people do not have that courage to use that God-given power. Jesus Christ has given His name. And in the name of Jesus, devil trembles. You have to use the name of Jesus or the blood of Jesus. One day one man came to our church. Three men came. One man was demon possessed and two people were holding him to bring it to church. And that was not Sunday. That was Monday. Monday morning, they brought that man to church. Those people said, this man is a RTO officer and he works in treasury department, and once in a while demon harasses him and he falls on his face and he mess up all the table and everything. So I looked at that man and I say, sir, look at me. He says, no, I cannot look at your face. I say, say Jesus. He says, I cannot say that name. I said, say blood of Jesus. Oh, I cannot say that word. I knew something is wrong. I said to these people, give me some room and stay away. Let the devil go and keep away from the door. And I took authority and I rebuked that devil in the name of Jesus. That man fell on his face. And few seconds later, he stood there. I said, sir, how are you? He says, somebody was inside of me and twisting me. But as soon as you prayed, it came out and I could see him going through that door. And he said, now I'm free. I says, praise the Lord. He says, praise the Lord. I say, say Jesus. He said, Jesus. I say, blood of Jesus. He said, blood of Jesus. It was completely, totally set free. And I said, who did it? He said, Jesus did it. So what I'm trying to say, there is a power in the name of Jesus Christ. And devil trembles. When you use the blood of Jesus and name of Jesus, devil has no authority. God has given us authority. If we are afraid of devil, he will try to jump on you. The word of God says, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, what? The greater one is what? Within us. So you should not be afraid of devil, otherwise you run away from the devil, devil will run after you. The same way dogs. When you're afraid of dogs, dog will run after you. But if you stand and look at the dog in his eyes and start saying, get out of here, he will back up. Take the name of Jesus Christ and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. What the Bible says, resist the devil and what? He will flee from you. You have to let him run from you. Okay, so how many sons were there? 7 sons. And all of them, when the devil jumped on them, what happened? They were wounded and naked and ran from the crowd. When the crowd saw that, something happened. Let's read.
This was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
See what happened. All these people saw with their own eyes. When Paul is casting the devils, and now these people start saying, we can do the same thing. They were not able to do it, but they were frustrated. They were wounded. They were naked. So they saw the power of God in Paul's life. So what happened? Many, many Gentiles and Jews believed what the Paul was saying. The Word of God says, you know, Book of Hebrews, when the Word of God was preached with the signs and wonders and miracles, and God approved it, people are going and preaching the gospel around the world. But if they are not preaching the signs and wonders and miracles, and the people not seeing the miracle hand of God, then people do not want to hear the gospel. Especially if you go to India and tell them about Jesus and don't show any miracles, you know what they will tell you? We have 33 million gods. So what is one more God to us? They are not going to listen. But when you say, Jesus Christ is greater than any other gods. Jesus' name is greater than any other name. So when I was in India, I used to pray for people. The man came to me in the middle of the night. Picture distributor. Lots of money, lots of fame. And the man was only 22 years old. He got a disease. In those days, I'm talking about 1965. In those days, you cannot say AIDS, but they say blood disease. And when he came and he said, I have this disease, I spent a lot of money. And I said, what kind of religion you have? He said, I'm Jain. In India, when you say Jain, they are like a very high caste. So he said, I'm Jain. I said, why don't you go to your temple and ask your gods? He said, I went to every temple. I went to every god. Nobody's doing it. I said, you came to the right place. I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. But here you have to do 2 things. Repent of your sins and say to God, come into my life, Jesus, and forgive all my sins. And then I'm going to pray. He asked God forgiveness. I prayed for him in the night time. That was a December 24 night. And I prayed for him, and next day I told him to go to hospital for checkup. He went for checkup and could not find any trace of disease. He came back and following Sunday. I baptized him, the man filled with the Holy Spirit. Today he is serving the Lord. You cannot just preach the word. You preach the word with the signs and wonders and miracles. And then people will know Jesus is the true God. Many people believe that miracles are over and they are not happening today. Miracles are happening today. Okay. Let's read the verse 18.
And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds.
What happened? Many confessed and showed their deeds means what? They came and start saying, you know, we were sinners. We were going astray. Now we learn the truth. And they want to show to the whole world the change in their life. Many people go and believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but you cannot see any changes in them. If you are wearing different kinds of fancy looking clothes and you receive Jesus Christ, then you will have modest clothes. If you are smoking or drinking and you came to Jesus Christ, you will throw your cigarette, you will throw your drinking, and you come to the Lord. That's called change. But if you came to Jesus Christ and nothing changed, that means Jesus didn't do anything for you. Here you see, these people got saved, they saw the miracle hand of God, and they came to Paul and they said, we want to show what God has done in our lives. And what did they do? Let's read verse 19.
Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver.
Now see what happened? Those people have all kinds of evil books and arts and magic and all sorcery and all kinds of different kinds of books they have. And those books, those people didn't say, okay, now we got these books, we are not going to read, we are going to give it to somebody, or we are going to give it to the old bookstore and let's get the money. But what they did, they said, if these books are bad for me, I don't want to give it to anybody. And what did they do? They burned those books. One day I saw one man on the TV. His name is James Robertson, and he's a great man today. He was young at that time. I'm talking about 25, 30 years ago when I saw him on TV. And he was a young preacher and crowd was following him. And I saw this man looks like a next Billy Graham. But he preaches against speaking in tongue. So I said to my wife, I'm going to pray for this man. I raised my hand and towards TV and I said, Lord, change this man and let him know what he is preaching is wrong. What happened? I heard his testimony one day. He said, I was against this kind of miracles and things like that. He made so many tapes and so many books. But he said one minister prayed for him. His life completely transformed. He said, I took all those tapes and all those books and burned them. What I'm trying to say, he didn't say, oh, other people are believing this, let them give it to them, so let them do whatever they want to do. Once you know whatever you were doing is wrong, you destroy them. Just think that you gave up the cigarette and then you have the cigarette packet and you didn't throw that packet. What happens when you get nervous? Let me take that and you start taking and you're hooked up back to the same thing. One day I prayed for one man and he said, you know, I had 5 years cigarette supply. And now you prayed for me, these things has gone. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take this and sell it to somebody so I can get my money back. I said, sir, don't you know why you're not smoking? Because it's bad for you. So why are you giving bad things to somebody else? I said, I will give the money. How much was it? I'll give that money and we will burn that. I will throw it in a river or sea. So this man says, Pastor Peter, you don't have to pay anything. I'm going to do it myself. So what I'm trying to say, if you are born again, child of God, let the whole world know there is a changes in your life. Otherwise, the devil is tricky. He will come back and he will make your stage worse than before. Jesus Christ says, if the one demon out of your body and that demon goes away and he sees that house wiped clean and he says he will come back and dwell in that house and he will bring seven more demons and that stage will be worse than before. What does it mean? If the devil is out of your life, you have to fill that life with Jesus Christ. You have to fill that life with the word of God. Then devil has no chance to come back. But if you say, I'm born again, but I want to keep these liquor bottles, I'm not going to drink, but if somebody guest comes, I can sell that. If you're not smoking or drinking, you're not supposed to give to your friend or your neighbors or anybody. These people, they didn't care how much worth those books were. 50,000 pieces of silver, the worth material they had. Now, I don't know one piece of silver how much is today, but I can tell you millions of dollars worth books they burned. Our soul's value is more than the whole world. Don't think what you have, you keep it for somebody. If it is bad, if your son, your daughter, or somebody watching the bad movies, or singing some bad songs, or singing some things which is demonic, and you know it, you're supposed to get rid of it. Your house should not be possessed by devil. That's why I tell people, when you go to new house, we don't know who was living in that house. We don't know what was happening in that house. Sanctify that house. Call the minister, or you do yourself. Take the oil, pray over it, anoint your house, and let the demon out of your house. And tell your children, if they're playing any bad music or bad books or anything in your house, throw it or burn it. Then the blessing comes. Read the verse 20.
So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Amen. So what happened? Once you take the authority over the demonic forces and people repent, come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and see the changes in their life, then the word of God grows. And he says, the word of God mightily keep on growing, multiplying, and prevail. Means no one has power to destroy the works of God. Once you have belonged to Jesus Christ, what you have to do? You have to keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. If nobody's listening or anybody's listening, you keep on doing it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You work through Paul. You work through Peter. And today, there are hundreds and thousands of servants of God preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are some against healings and miracles. I pray each and every person will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and take the power of God and use it for the glory of God. Many people are dying without God and without Christ. We can go to those countries and tell them, Jesus Christ is the greatest one. And Jesus Christ is the only one. He is the Savior, Healer, Deliverer. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.